Yo, 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 what is going on, podcast? This is history today, because this is very scary for me. And it's scary because I have realized that commitment is scary. Like, and I realize commitment is super scary if you really value, like, your word. If you value who you are, you devalue, like, I'm going to keep my promises, I'm going to keep my word, do what I say, then commitment's even more scary because it almost feels like you're backed into a corner, if that's how you see it. So with that being said, we are right now going to be doing a podcast every Monday and Thursday until further notice. Yeah, it's been about probably 6 or 7 years in the podcast, and we've done a lot. We've bounced around from daily, we've bounced around to actually doing every other day, we've done it every week, and now we're committing to every Monday and Thursday, a podcast. And we're going to be talking about a vast array of topics, with the three topics for today being Cat Williams, commitment, and the 12-week year. These are usually going to be based on kind of what not only is going on in the world that we see, in the media world we see, but also things that I'm going through or challenges. And I hope that in these rants, so to speak, in the podcast, that you'll be able to gather something, that there's some golden nugget here that you all can use to not only make your life better, but to inspire others as well. So today is Cat Williams, commitment in the 12-week year. So if you don't know who Cat Williams is, he's a comedian, and he did a interview with Shannon Sharpe, who's a former pro athlete, who is a big-time entrepreneur now, has left, and everything here is from my opinion, what I see. And basically, Shannon Sharpe left his, he was on Undisputed for many years, I don't know how long it was, 7 years, something like that, and started his own thing. And now he interviews athletes, and it's just phenomenal. I love it. And he did an interview with Cat Williams, who kind of, as so to speak, spilled the beans on what is actually goes on in the industry. And he kind of just told his truth. And if you've seen the interview, then you kind of already know, like, well, some of the things I agree with, what's the proof behind it? But I think just the very principle of just speaking your mind and speaking the truth, and understanding that the truth is a matter of perspective. You know, I love the thing that I think, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's the interviewer on London Real. He's like, he said something along the lines of when he was interviewing someone, he's like, I don't agree with everything you're saying, but I'll defend your right to say it. And that's the thing that I take away from it, you know, because you gotta always be aware. It's like what you take away from things, that's what matters. You know, how does your behavior change for what you've learned? Like, if what you've learned doesn't create a change in behavior, then basically, in my opinion, from what I've learned now, you haven't learned anything. You haven't really learned anything because you don't do it. So what's the point? Yeah, you have the knowledge of it, but we all have the knowledge of things. Drink more water, exercise more, sleep longer, but how look at the fitness level of the people that you see on a daily basis. So with that being said, you know, Cat Williams talked about a lot of things, and it's not for me about the details, but it's about the fact of to be true to yourself. You know, that was the big takeaway. He talked about how a lot of actors and singers and people just kind of sold themselves out, and you know, traded their integrity, traded in things, and did things out of character because of money or because of things that they were promised. And, you know, he talked a lot about it. Very interesting, as a matter of fact. But the thing that I took away from it was it took away a lot of things. But the fact that he just stayed true to himself. And in the interview, he just spoke just from his perspective. He spoke without fear. And a lot of things he spoke that was without fear, he spoke of by telling stories that backed that up. How people took things from him, how people got opportunities that he got, and how he wasn't willing to compromise in areas that other people were. And for me, that's such a valuable lesson because, yeah, maybe you're wrong. Maybe it doesn't make sense, or maybe you're misunderstood. But misunderstood goes in the category of cost. Okay? We live in a world where most people look at the price. Price matters to a lot of people. And from what I'm learning now, it's the cost that actually matters. Yeah, the price of it is this. The price of it is just 40 years. No, the price of it, excuse me, is whatever. $50 an hour, $100 an hour, $15 an hour, $10 an hour. That's the price. Okay, and then you'll have millions of dollars saved at the end of your career. But what the cost of it is, that's a different story. That's a different question. That's maybe like, who knows? The cost of it could be 45 years of your life. The cost of it could be your youth. The cost of it could be the time that you walk and you can walk. You know, many of you guys know the story. Before I went to Bangkok, Thailand, and ended up staying almost 2 years in Asia, I started out being in the States for just a few weeks, getting prepared for that trip. And what I learned was, or excuse me, not what I learned, I learned a lot of things. But one of the things that was very interesting was the fact that I had time with my grandma there. And my grandma is 80, at that time, I think she was about 85, 84. And she kept looking at me as I was packing, and she watched me pack. And, you know, we had this kind of talk for about 2 weeks of like, she's like, I don't think you should go there. I don't think you should spend your money there. I don't think you should do this. And why don't you just come home? And, you know, I know now it's just them caring, you know, them caring. And, you know, I get emotional thinking about it because we have coffee every morning, every time I'm home. My grandma's 90. Keep on living, grandma. Love you. My grandma's 90 now, and, you know, we still have coffee in the mornings every time I'm there. And she told me, you know, I shouldn't do it. Maybe I should stay closer to home. But the last day I was there, I had everything packed, and I gave a little walkthrough. So I had my whole bag packed, and I was walking around trying out my bags. And she was just like, had a whole change of heart. She was like, you know what? I think it's a good idea that you're going to be traveling. She's like, why, your knees still work. And I was like, grandma, what do you mean? What do you mean why my knees still work? She's like, honey, to come in here to have coffee with you, she's like, I had to take 4 Tylenols to get up and come in here. And Tylenol is, I think, is the medical name is acetaminophen, I believe. It's like a painkiller. And, you know, I was like, you know, that was an awareness that I didn't have, that there's people who can't even just walk without some kind of assistance. Do you guys understand that? Do you guys understand that? There's some people who cannot walk without assistance, meaning someone else to help them, meaning maybe someone else to carry them, maybe someone else to do something. They're not able to walk. So as I started to think about that, I was like, that's so true. That's something that we take for granted. We honestly take it for granted that we're able to just get up and walk. You know, even last night, I was at this viewpoint. And as I was there, I was riding back with my fiance. And she said something along the lines of, we were stopped at a red light next to a hospital. And she said, you know, every time I see that hospital, she said something along the lines of, it makes me feel so grateful. She's like, because in there's people who wish they could just be out here. And I just started to think, like, that's so true. Like, they just wish that they could be out here. Like, not out here, right? And I kind of said, like, not out here just riding the motorcycle, coming from the viewpoint. Not feeling the wind, just outside walking. And when we can get really honest about that, I know we took a little slide from Cat Williams, but that was kind of the wave we had to ride to get here. And speak our truth and do what we really feel is best for us in that moment. We realize that time is still passing, guys. It keeps going. We keep getting older. We keep getting older. And the more we can bring our awareness to that, I think the more, for me at least, it reminds me to live in the now, to really be here now, to really share what it is that I feel like I need to share, because what I look at now changes as I get older and has a new awareness. So with that, swinging to number two topic, which is commitment. Oh my goodness, how scary is that for some people? Commitment. This podcast right now, doing it every Tuesday and every Monday and Thursday, oh my gosh, is a commitment. And it is scary. And I believe that people who really don't like to let people down don't like to commit to things, because committing to things puts you in a space where you can let people down. And as I'm looking at the world like this and it's shifting, I'm realizing that that's where all the beauty is. Because we often see the negative side. We see the other side, the other perspective. We always see that side, but we don't see the great side of it to a commitment. Knowing that, hey, I got your back, you got mine. Knowing, hey, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here if you need something. That you might be the most valuable person, or you might be the best. For some people I know, I've been their most consistent friend the last 7 years. I say that because that's how long I've been on YouTube. That's how long I've been creating podcasts. And during that time, you've had friends come and go. So with that, the commitment to here is so huge, because it's such a scary thing. But I realize there is no greater feeling. There is no greater, anything greater than love in my world that I live in. Because I've done the whole thing. I've done it. I've traveled. I've traveled solo. I've traveled with money, traveled without money. I've had relationships. I've had all kinds of things you've thought of with all kinds of people from all different kinds of cultures. And without like that deeper sense, that feeling of love, it's always just empty. And then it's scary. It gets scary to think like I have everything that I thought that would make me happy, and yet I'm still not. Why do I feel empty in the morning? Why do I feel empty? Well, let me ask you a question. What have you committed to? Thinking that not committing gives you this freedom. But in the end, I realized creating this non-commitment actually turns me into someone who's not free, but someone who's on the run. And there's a difference between being let out of, so to speak, being let out of prison and being on the run from prison. You're always looking for the next thing, always looking for the next meal, always watching behind your back instead of committing to something. And it's something that has really, like, it brought a deeper sense of purpose. It's something I never thought I'd say, but it's true. Committing to something, like raises your standard instantly. Like, if you commit to doing 5 push-ups in the morning, and some of you guys know the push-ups are discipline, I guarantee you your life will change, because you're committing to something, and days you don't feel like doing it, days you do feel like doing it, you do it anyways. How you feel doesn't really play a part in it. You're going to have to do it anyway, so you might as well enjoy it and have fun, as I like to say. And now moving to the last part, into the 12-week year, 3 little topics for today. And like I say, this is so weird to me to just be recording, first of all, a longer podcast, number one, but number two, to be recording it in a sense of, hey, we're showing up here again on Thursday, and we committing to this, but brings me at the same time a huge sense of fulfillment. And one of the gifts that I was given for Christmas was a book called The 12-Week Year. You know, and I think us thinking that we have time, and based on the time frames that we use, we often coast longer than we should. We cruise longer than we should. We don't really give our all. And we don't give our all because we know, like, well, I got more time. If you want to get in shape this year and it's January 7th, you got time. You've got 358 days. So what's wrong with just coasting for the next 300 days and then picking it up at the end? But in the end, you're way further behind than if you start today. And the book, The 12-Week Year, talked about that. I haven't finished it yet. Got 2 hours and 51 minutes left of it, I believe. And the one thing that I've learned, though, is that when you can make it that 12-week year, you can press and get done in 1 year what you get done in 12 weeks, it takes most people 1 year to do. Because they've planned it in 1 year. But you're planning the same thing in 12 weeks. So now every day does matter just a little bit more. Because now to get things done has been now compressed by 75%, a little bit more, actually. It's been compressed because now you got 3 months to get it done instead of 12. So now you speed things up. Now a day wasted is more than a day wasted. Now one day is really 4 days wasted. You know, now 1 week wasted is almost like a month wasted. So as I've learned is, and actually 1 week wasted is a month wasted if you do the conversion. So it's made me just look at things different and do things on a better time frame. Even this podcast, because my brain pushes it to like, let's do a Monday, Thursday podcast, but let's start doing this towards the middle of the year once we built up some consistency. But that's time. That's time we're not getting back. So now if we're in a 12-week year and we're going to start a month from now, that means we need to start this week in a 12-week year, because every week is a month. And I can already see how, oh my goodness, it just has sped everything up for me. Literally everything has been sped up for me. And with that speeding up creates this uncomfortableness. And with that uncomfortableness comes the growth. So with that being said, we're starting off simple. I believe in thinking big and starting simple. And this was the first step for me. Very scary to be like, we're going to be here on Thursday. At the same time podcast, we're actually recording this, possibly going to YouTube channel, not sure, but they're tuning in as well. And with that, commit to something. Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be small, but commit to something. And one of the things we talk about, you guys know, every Friday we have our little party / masterclass. We dive into stuff like this, and one of the things we're talking about is to commit to something. But what if it's just committing to doing what you're told, or what you tell yourself, or what you've told yourself? Don't even make a new list of promises. You can, but what about all the promises that you've promised yourself that in the past that you haven't even done or started? Again, I guarantee you, every single one of you have 17 ideas, whether it's a book, to do something that you haven't even started. What if you just started that? So with that being said, you all here in the podcast, I appreciate you. I'll see you Thursday. And I hope there's one line of something that was said here today that hits your heart and allows you to be inspired so that you can go on inspiring and blessing others. See you guys in the next one.